attracted to her. Wildly. It's a strange story. And so much so that they're willing to, like, the entire city is going to get a bris milah. This is strange. The Sefer Yalkut Ruveni says that it's not normal for Koyach of Tumah, like Shechem ben Chamor, he's a Chamor, to be interested in a good Beis Yaakov girl. What is this? What's going on over here? Something really strange. There's something else that's a little bit strange. If you look, it says that Shechem loved her, Ahava. It says he loved her. It says also he was Chofetz Bibas Yisrael and Chefetz. And it says also that Tidbak Nafshei was Dovak. So Reb Shimshon Ashtapaler, you got to know who when you get there, it's like, whoa. You know right away, it's going to be, whoa. Reb Shimshon Ashtapaler says, Ava, Chefetz, and Dovak is Rosh Yitevus Echad. Echad. What? What's going on over here? It says that Shechem had Ava, Chefetz, and Dovak. Tidbak. It's Echad. So here it goes. Listen to this. I know I'm going to show the Pinchas it is, but I'm just, it's intro, just way of intro. It says Rav Shimshon Ashtapaler. He says that the Pasuk says right after Shimon and Levi killed Anshei Shechem, V'yomelekim el Yaakov kum alei beiskel. V'yomer, it's beiskel, but V'yomer elokim el Yaakov kum alei beiskel. Yaakov kum alei beiskel is Rashi Tevois Akiva. Akiva. Says of Shimshon Ashtapaler, he says that the neshama of Rabbi Akiva, that great Tana, Rabbi Akiva, was trapped somewhere inside of Shechem ben Chamor. And the reason that this Chamor was attracted to Dino is because there was a nitzutz of Kedusha there. There was something there that had to get out. The nitzutz of Rabbi Akiva was... And when he was able to connect with Dinah, it came out of Shechem ben Chamor. Now, I don't know if you know about Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva, before he did tshuva, he said, I hated Talmidei Chacham so much so that I wanted to bite them. I wanted to bite them. And I wanted to bite them like a donkey. Like a Chamor. It's interesting. He said, you know, he's like, I was like a Chamor. What is that? He was Shechem ben Chamor. He had that. Now there's something that changed in Rabbi Akiva afterwards, as we know. Now when Rabbi Akiva died, he said Rabbi Akiva died, it was Yatza Nishmasai with one word. What's the word Rabbi Akiva said when he died? Rabbi Goldberg, you want to help us? Echad. Yatza Nishmasai be'echad! What's that echad? It's interesting. It says by Chamor, by Shechem, Shechem loved her, Ahava, he was Chefetz, and he was also Dovak. It's Echad, Rosh Hashem is Echad. That's Rabbi Akiva. It's Yotza Nishmas Rabbi Echad. This is the tikkun for that Echad. This Echad, and guess what, one last thing. I asked Rabbi Goldberg, but he didn't say the answer, and I'll tell you what it says over here from numerous sources. How many people died together with Shechem ben Chamor? How many people died? A whole city. There was 24,000 people in the city. Now, what do we? Who else lost 24,000? Donnie? Rabbi Akiva. Says the Ramah Mipano. That's another whoa name. In the Sefer Asura Mamoris, that there was 24,000 neshamas that died together with Shechem ben Chamor. It's connected to the 24,000 neshamas that died together with Rabbi Akiva, or whatever, died in the place of Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim, whatever, died with a kitzer. This was not a simple, you know, this seems like just like this very simple situation. It's not a simple story. Lemaisa, there was Shechem ben Chamor, who did a terrible, despicable thing. Somehow, it came from that nitzutz of Kedusha inside him that had to somehow be released. He was killed! And the entire city was killed. The Shaila is, we can understand very well why he was killed. he definitely did something that he was chayiv misa for. What? We could call it Geneva if you want. He kidnapped a girl. You could say, that's probably the easiest thing to say, that he's chayiv misa. Kill him! But why were the people of the town killed? What were they guilty of? Okay, you're angry, you're upset, I got it. But you have to have a reason to kill them. You can't just kill a guy. Last year we spoke about killing a guy, he's Baal Tashchis, or whatever other issa there is in killing a guy. You're not allowed to just kill a guy. So why did they kill this entire city? This is the Shaila that we'd like to speak about. And there's many, many different answers. I'm going to go through lots of answers. Some of them are on the paper, some of them were not on the paper. Here goes, my friends. Answer number one is from the Meshech Chochma. Says the Meshech Chochma, they're Chayev Misa. Why? Because is a guy allowed to hurt someone? Don't know. We'll see. The Meshech Chochma says no. Is he allowed to hurt himself? Says the Meshech Chochma, no. We'll see if that's true. So when they were mal themselves, and they didn't really want to do a bris milah, so for all intents and purposes, what were they doing? Wounding themselves. Is a goy allowed to wound himself? Says the Meshech Chochma, no. So they're chayiv misa for giving themselves a bris. Look, Shimon and Levi did it. They wanted to kill them, they're upset. But I can't kill them because they're not chayiv misa. So I tell them, you have to give yourself a bris. I know you don't really mean it, so now you give yourself a bris. So now you're chayiv misa. Ha, you go. What's kill the them. The Shaila is, Meshech Chochma is making a lot of assumptions here. Is a goy allowed to wound someone? Well, we know a goy is not allowed to wound a yid. Because when Moshe came out of the palace and he saw a goy hitting a Jew, what did he do? How do you do that? Yeah, that's right. Oh, good. He just brought down the Shekhinah and zapped him and made him Gal Shel Atzamas, took care of business. Moshe killed him. What was he doing? He was hitting a Jew. Goy's not hitting a Jew. But is a goy allowed to hit another goy? Now the Ramban seems to say a goy is not allowed to hit another goy because one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach is the goy has to have, there has to be some sort of civilization. There has to be like rules. You can't just have pandemonium. But if that's the case, says the Tel Chaim, that if a goy allows another goy, for example, are goyim allowed to box? It's not simple for Yidden to box. Who was this speaking about who had a Talmud that boxed? Oh, Rabbi Travis. Rabbi Travis is a Talmud that boxed. But it's not simple. Even, what's that game called that people play?
Paintball.
Rabbi Wiener's very, very not comfortable with that. So, a guy's allowed to play paintball because that's called civilization. There's rules. It's not pandemonium. So would a guy be allowed to wound himself? I don't know, it sounds like according to the Meshech Chochma, every guy that gets an earring is going to be Chayiv Misa. Because he gives himself a wound. It's not simple. This is the Meshech Chochma's pshat. Got it? That's what he says.
It makes sense why the Taka only killed the men. It's only the men did the
bris milah. Oh, right, so we want to get to the men. That was one of the other shayles. Moshe Freeman asked that. What? But that would be only the men. Then we're going to have problems with some of the other pshatim. Okay, pshat number two. No. What we're saying was that what they were doing wrong is they were not, to hurt someone else is perhaps part of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. To hurt. You're not allowed to make a wound. That's what he's saying. Not to wound someone. Yeah, it's Chayiv Misa. I don't know. It's Mitzvah Bein Noach. You see, by
Dinan.
According to Ramban, it's Dinan. But then the Ramban is the problem. Because then we said, yeah. Okay. Okay, another possibility is the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that maybe really they weren't obligated to kill them. And it's not because they were Chayiv Misa necessarily. However, Shimon and Levi wanted to make a point. And sometimes you could do certain things that are a little extreme because you got to make a point. Like over here, they did something that was really crossing a line. Nivala asa b'Yisrael. This is crossing a line. You can't do this. Echein lo yiyase. So we have to have an extreme response when someone crosses a line. Now, he doesn't bring this example, but the example I would like to bring is the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda found out Tamar was expecting, and he wanted to kill her. Now, she wasn't married to anyone at the time. Her husband was dead. So why are you killing her? So perhaps over there, you, because she crossed the line, we need an extreme response. It could be over here also. This was an extreme response to something which was crossing a line. Don't start like messing around with Jewish girls. We're not interested in that. We have to put our foot down. And therefore, no, absolutely not. The Chassam Sofer is perhaps saying, you're right. They're not really chayiv misa to the extent that you're saying that what they did was like, would make us that we should kill them. But we have to make, and this would be meduyik in the Pasuk, says the Chavatzelas Asharon, of Karabach. Because listen to what the Pasuk says. Oh, there's not the Pasuk. The Pasuk tells us that Shimon and Levi killed Shechem and Hamor, and he also killed all the other people. But listen to the way the Pasuk says it. It's very interesting. And the Pasuk says, Ve'es Hamor ve'es Shechem b'noi hargu lefi chorev. They killed Shechem and Hamor with the sword. And it says, Ve'ehargu kol zachar. And they killed all of the people of the city. So why does the Pasuk imply that only Shechem and Hamor were killed with a sword? And everyone else, I don't know how they killed them. They killed them, how it doesn't seem to say, like, particularly what the weapon was. I'll tell you why. Says the Chatzalas Hasharon, because Shechem and Hamor were chayev misa. What is the misa for someone that steals? Anyone know what the misa is? You kill them with saif, with a sword. The rest of the people in that town, maybe they wanted to kill them because there was something that was wrong that happened here. Not necessarily because they were chayiv misa, but because there was an extreme response. Their extreme response is, I'm going to make sure everyone's dead. But they didn't have a chi of misa. Therefore, it didn't have to happen with the sword. So it could be this is meduyik somewhat in the psukim. The Chavetzelis Lashon says another answer, which I think might be pashit, one of the most pashit pshat. He says the following thing. He asks a question. When we go to war, when you go to war, how do you kill the people that you go to war with? You're going to war. How do you kill someone who go to war? Especially, there's something called a Melchemes Rishus. So how do you kill people? What is he Chayiv Misa? There's a saying in English, all is fair, anyone know the saying? In love and war. Says the Chavetzelis Hasharon, I think it's from the Brisker Rav, in Melchama, you can do whatever you want. Melchama, you can kill. You guys are Chayiv Misa. This is not, I'm not killing him, it's Melchama. This is Melchama. When we're doing Melchama, then all the rules are all holds barred and all rules are off, all bets are off. You can do it. All is fair in love and war. Or at least in war, not in love. In our religion, all is not fair in love. All is fair in war. You can do whatever you want when it comes to war. So therefore, you might not be Chayiv Misa. They weren't Chayiv Misa. We're going to war with you. This is a war. We're fighting with you. And therefore, they killed him. Melchemes Rishus. Yeah, you can start a war. Because back in the day, we live in a whole new a new reality. Back in the day, wars were regular. It's like, okay, we want a little bit more land. Okay, let's go to war. That's it. We need a little more space. Let's go to war. Nowadays, we think everyone has their... It was like that. War was considered to be a regular thing, you know. They're conquerors of the world, and no one thought they were barbaric. Nowadays, you try to step into anyone else's property, and you're like, what are you doing? What do you mean? We're going to war.
They didn't know about it, though.
What?
They didn't gave them brises so they could dafka kill them.
Oh, I don't have to. You don't have to know that we're going to war with you, but we're going to war with you. We are now going to war with you. What?
It's not a war then.
So the question is, what gives something Agdar of a war? Excellent question. What makes something into a war? Yeah, it could be if a war is against like an entire country or an entire, we're going to war against you. It's not like I'm upset at you, at this one person. I am now going to take over this country or wipe out this country. That's called a war. We're now fighting, it's us against them. And the Sanhedrin is asking a good question. What gives something the status of war? Don't know. This is the Chavetz Hasharon's answer and says that because it's a Milchama, therefore it's okay.
Did anyone fight back over there?
They didn't have much of a chance. They were,
Why didn't they kill the women?
What? Because in all wars, you don't necessarily kill the women. Adrav, this would be a good reason why they didn't have to kill the women. The women are not chayv misa. Could be. Okay. One more answer, and then we're going to get to the Rishonim. Here goes, my friends. Says the Chedushi Harim, a fascinating answer. The Chedushi Harim suggests that they were chayv misa for a different reason. And he says, just like we know, a goy sheshavas is chayev misa. A goy that keeps Shabbos is chayev misa. A goy that learns Torah is chayev misa. A goy that gets bris mila is chayev misa. Because Shabbos is an ois. Shabbos is like is supposed to be like a bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the goyim are not supposed to be involved. You stay away. Torah is just us and the Torah. And also when it comes to bris mila, they're not supposed to be a part of this ice. If they are trying to get in, they're chayav misa for coming in.
If a guy puts on tefillin, is he also chayav misa?
Oh, this is the kasher of Usher Weiss asked the question. If a guy puts on tefillin, it's also called an ice. Somehow it seems like there's a difference between, even though there's a very strong connection between the different ices, it's a good question. And that's why there's a connection between the ice. But this is a question of Usher Weiss asked, and he doesn't say a teretz. But this what we're saying is Chedush Arim and also the Svas Emes. So there seems to be.
Like Rabbeinu Tam.
What?
They can say Kidli like Rabbeinu Tam. It can be a rational.
Okay. But there's bigger problems. There's bigger problems than that. Because the Rambam writes about a goy getting a bris mila. So somehow, it appears to me that what's happening here is as follows, perhaps. What was the intention of the goyim getting the bris mila? The intention of the goyim getting the bris mila, feel the way I understand what was happening here in the Psukim, was we were going to break down the boundaries between the Yidden and the goyim. We're going to be all the same. We're trying to basically be mayfir the bris of Klal Yisrael. If a guy wants to get a bris mila, either for medical purposes or because he understands that he wants to curb his taivas, like the Maran Avuchim says, all those things, he wants to get whatever he can get a bris is no problem. But their purpose of getting bris is, we got to be the same. It's all of us. It's like, I got a bris, you got a bris. So then there's no separations anymore. We're the same as you. You're basically trying to break down this that Klal Yisrael is the Am HaNivchar. That is being made for the bris. Just he wants to have a circumcision, not a problem. But the way that it was being done, so the Chassam Sofer says, I'm sorry, the Sfasemis Chedush Arim is going to make them Chayev Misa. Let's get to the Rishonim because there's more lumdus to be had here.
Shabbos also blinded?
Very important. Shabbos also. Shabbos also. The Medrash says, that Shabbos, a Goyish Shabbos is like if there's a husband and wife, they're talking and someone tries to get in between them. So when a goy shavas is trying to do, he's just like, listen, I want to get, I'm, this is not, you don't belong here. You're trying to separate between a husband and a wife.
But if he does it for a different reason?
Then maybe in a chanami. Uh-huh, that's what it seems like from the Medrash. That's what Rebbe Shavais is like, why? It's only because of this. It goes to this, ayin shom etim tzenachas. Let's get back to the Rambam and the Ramban. These are the Rishonim. The Rambam says a reason why. The Rambam tells us, why is it that that they were all chayev misa, says the Rambam. There are sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. Number 7, says the Rambam, is you need to enforce the other six. In other words, number seven is not its own mitzvah, but you have six mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and you are obligated to enforce them. So if there's someone in your community, you guy, there's someone in your community that is over on the six mitzvahs b'nei noyach, and you do not do anything about it. You stand by and watch him do it. Says the Rambam, you're chayiv misa because you were just over on one of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. The Rambam says, therefore, if there's a guy who's oved avodah zarah and everyone knows about it and no one does anything, the chayiv misa. Or if there's a guy who steals. For example, Baalei Shechem were chayiv hariga sharei Shechem gozal. They did nothing about it. That's why they're chayiv misa. They were over on the last of the Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach. So the Rambam says the chayiv misa because they didn't do anything. The Fizeh asked Abocher HaChoshif, Rav Moshe Friedman, he asked, so why don't Nashim not chayiv misa? So perhaps you could suggest as follows. This is the question. Nashim also, they're chayiv Hashem mitzvahs b'nei noyach. He's saying this is one of Hashem mitzvahs b'nei noyach. That's a sentinim. You don't have to set up courts. Where are you tying over from?
Lav v'nei din.
What?
Lav v'nei din.
What does that mean?
That means that an Isha that's
made, Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
She cannot be a court lady. But no, we're trying to talk about this. Say by dinim, women aren't involved in. An eid achad can kill a guy, and a lady can't. She's not in the court system.
Of the goyim?
Of the goyim. And therefore wouldn't, perhaps, they wouldn't be able to set up a court system. It's not all condemned.
Why can't she be made?
The Gemara said that she can't be made.
Why not? What does that mean, Lav B'nei Din?
They're not Balagin. They're not. You can have a car, you can have a hustle, you can have a leash.
Okay.
It would have been a feminist movement. It was because he stole a lady. So if the ladies would have done the din,
yeah,
it would have been very. But
then, like a Me Too type of thing. Yeah. Okay, but. Okay, so the Maisa, I think there Rabbi Avram is saying Pashup Shot. We have another answer, but I think Rav Ram is saying, for some reason, I don't understand why women can't testify in a goyish court. Women can't testify in a goyish court? That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says. But I'll call upon him. We have another problem. We have a problem with the Rambam. I don't get it. Shechem and Chamor were not just like two average Jews. They were like the king and the prince. These were the most powerful people around. So, what are we supposed to judge them? We can't judge them. They're above the law, even if we would have a law system. So what do you want? The Ran asked this question. Says Rav Asher Weiss, Weiss the Chais, they would have had to topple the government. Yeah, just because you do something wrong, if there's injustice that happens, so we'll start protesting, and we'll start ripping down statues, and that's it. We could do it. We've seen it happen, my friends. It's not like they could do that. There's no one who is untouchable. Says Rav Asher Weiss, he wrote this years ago, that they would have been obligated to topple the government. Which the Bacham asked me a great question. I don't get why. It's definitely someone's at risk. You're definitely at risk of your life if you're starting a revolution. So why are they obligated to do that? I don't know.
Why would we be at risk?
Because if you start toppling the government, someone's going to get hurt or get killed.
Everyone, even the police had to kill Shev.
They had to, but Lemaisa doesn't mean it's going to happen. The Poyel, if you're there and you're in Tiananmen Square, I don't know if those of you, I'm dating myself, that was the revolution in China, and they're fighting against Lemaisa, your life is going to be at risk.
Yeah, there's two opinions. Yeah, everyone held that.
They had to. Doesn't mean they were going to.
Not
a mistake. So all the goyim are going to sell to the Rambam. Shechem and Chamor are the only two that aren't going to. My point is that it's not pashut that a person can say, look, Lemaisa, I'm going to put my life in danger. Is a goy mechuyev? Does a goy have a chayvahem? Goy might not have a chayvahem.
Oh, thank you.
Ah, oh, Maybe he's mechuyev to risk his life for that. I'll call upon him. Rabbi said, there's a big question over here. Which there's a lot more to be said. We mamish didn't finish. The big question that the Rishonim ask is, the Maisa, what did all the people of Shechem do? In one word, what did they do? Nothing. They did nothing. They didn't do. Are you chayiv for not doing something? You chayiv misa for shev ve'al tase? The Ramban, he takes issue with the Rambam and says, there's no chayiv misa for shev ve'al tase. They did nothing. So you're right. They transgressed. Yeah, one of the shevs made enough, but they didn't do anything. So how can they be chayiv misa for not doing anything? Comes the Ran, I just want to finish this off. Comes the Ran and says, Muridik in the Velterai. Says the Ran, if you stand by and watch someone else do something, it's as if you did it. You're not guilty for being passive. You are considered to be an active participant in what that person is doing. Because Shechem did an act of kidnapping, whatever you want to call it exactly. Shechem's for sure chayiv misa. And they watched as he did that and said nothing. It's considered as if they themselves perpetrated a crime. Become the essay. They did it themselves. And the chayiv misa for that. That's why they're chayiv misa. Pilei plain. So, my friends, we're going to just chazer over. There's more. There's the Ramban's pshat, and then there's the Radvaz on the Rambam. There's a lot to be said. I'm sorry it took us so long, but there's like a lot of delicious things here. Why were the people of Shechem chayiv misa? So we start off, first of all, speaking about this whole thing of Shechem and Chamor. It's interesting. What's the Echad? And what's going on over here? We said that why is they interested in a Beis Yaakov girl? The answer is because there was some nitzitz of neshama there. Nitzitz of neshama of Yaakov, as it says, the Lashon, and the words immediately after. Shimon Levi did this act as Rashi Tevis Akiva. We heard from Shimshon Ashtapolar, and we said Rabbi Akiva said he wanted to bite them like a chamor, because chamor is, that's chamor, it's the same thing. Yotze neshmasa be'echad, because echad is the Lashon of ahava, and chefetz, and Dovak is Dovak Bedina. Those three Lashonis is that's Yaakov and 24,000. And so there's something big over here. But at the same time, it's a terrible thing, Chayiv Misa, because it was for sure Tzara Tuma. So he's Chayiv Misa. But why are they Chayiv Misa? What did all the people in the town do that made them Chayiv Misa? We said numerous answers. One answer we gave for the Meshech Chochma is because they were Chayivol Ba'atzmam. Not simple, you Chayiv Misa for hurting yourself. Is every guy that puts a earring in his ear Chayiv Misa? Seems like the Meshech Chochma says yes, but we could perhaps suggest no. The other thing is, the other suggestion we gave was, perhaps they're Chayiv Misa, like the Chassam Sofer said, not that they're really Chayiv Misa, but we wanted to make a statement, because they went, they did something that was, they crossed the line, so we have to have a severe response, and we said it's Meduik in the Pesukim, that the Chsayif, the Cherev, was only used on Shechem and Chamar. The rest of the people, he killed however they killed them, it doesn't make a difference. And then we said, maybe that they were Chayiv Misa just because it was Muhammad, they're not Chayiv Misa, but all's fair in war and war. What gives something the description of what gives them the category of war? Does it have to be a state, a country? Do you have to know that we're at war with each other? That's what we weren't sure about as far as that's concerned. And then we said, more terutzim, that we suggested that the answer of the Rambam, that the Rambam says, hold on a second, I said one more. We said the Chidush Arim, the Chayiv Misa, because they wanted a bris. We said the idea of them getting the bris was trying to get in between the bris of Hashem and Klal Yisrael, is the Chidush Arim's teretz. And then we said the Rambam. The Rambam says that the Chayiv Misa, because they didn't do anything about it. And not doing anything about it is going to make you Chayiv Misa. We said, what could they do anyway about it? If the answer is they could have toppled the government. We asked the question, is maybe they have Pikuach Nefesh, are they Chayiv? Maybe there's no Ptur Pikuach Nefesh by a guy. And they'd have to go and even put their lives in danger in order to topple the government. Then we asked another question, there's Sheva Al Tase. They didn't do anything, they were passive. Says the Ramban, when you're passive, you're not Chayiv Misa. Only if you actually do something. Says the Chidush Aran, if you stand by idly and watch someone perpetrate a crime like that, so you are considered to be a participant in the crime itself. It's as if you actually did the crime. Thanks for listening, everyone.